The sacrament of the anointing of the sick allows us to touch God's compassion for man, the Pope said in his general audience. The Holy Father said the profound mystery of the sacrament is expressed in a biblical icon, the parable of the Good Shepherd. Every time we celebrate the sacrament, the Lord Jesus, in the person of the priest, is close to the one who suffers, or is gravely ill, or is elderly. When the Good Samaritan tends to the victim of the robbers, the oil and wine he pours on his wounds represent the oil of the sick used in the sacrament and the love and grace of Jesus for those who are suffering. The Good Samaritan then takes the man to an inn and asks the innkeeper to care for him. The innkeeper, the Pope said, represents the church, the Christian community, to whom every day Christ entrusts those who are afflicted, whether in soul or in body, so that he can continue to bestow on them without measure all of his mercy and salvation. The Pope reminded the crowds that the sacrament of anointing of the sick is specifically repeated in the New Testament, in the letter of St. James. Is anyone among you sick? He should summon the presbyters of the church, and they should pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick person. But, Pope Francis said, too often people are afraid to call the priests because of a certain taboo around the whole topic of suffering and death. He encouraged Christians not to be afraid to request the sacrament, but to remember that in the sacrament, Jesus is close to the sick and the aged. It is good to know that in the moment of suffering and of sickness, we are not alone, the Pope said. The priests and those present for the sacrament represent the whole Christian community, which embraces those who are suffering and their families, supporting them with their prayers and their fraternal care. But the greatest comfort comes from knowing that Jesus himself is present in the sacrament, and nothing can ever separate us from him. I'm Christopher Wells.